Chapter 14, Ministry at ELWA. Roland and I thoroughly enjoyed our Parson Ella's radio ministry. Roland was a jack of all trades and master of none, as he explained to others. But he was actually quite talented in many areas, so he served the Lord in a variety of ways on the Ella campus. When I arrived in Liberia, he had already designed and built us a cement block house to move into as soon as we were married. He helped with other building projects on campus, including supervising the building of an additional wing on the office studio building. Roland was also in charge of what we called the traffic, scheduling all the programs and their airtimes. He built carts to hold the records and reel-to-reel tapes that were needed in each of the five control rooms. We were broadcasting on AM to Monrovia and the surrounding area, and on shortwave from several large transmitters to different areas of Africa. We were broadcasting in over 40 languages to 4/5 of the African continent and the Middle East. The languages included Liberian tribal languages, which we aired to the interior of Liberia, also French, Swahili, Hausa, Arabic, and many more. The language programs were produced in satellite recording studios scattered across Africa and in the Middle East. The Lord used local pastors and missionaries to produce programs in their tribal languages. Eventually, Roland was asked to supervise all of these studios, and he made many trips to visit the broadcasters and give technical advice and encourage those who were producing the programs. His favorite trip was to Beirut, Lebanon, to help and encourage the Arabic broadcasters there. He regretted not scheduling enough time during that trip to also visit Israel, only a 2-hour drive away from Beirut. We praise the Lord for the good response to the Arabic broadcast and for those who were saved from their sins as a result. The other language broadcasts also had good responses throughout Africa. Roland and I were able to use our musical abilities in the English programs produced in Liberia. We had a 15-minute piano and organ duet program we called Heavenly Harmonies. Both of us were also involved in playing the piano and organ for the children's programs. The first children's program was called Kitty's Corner and was written and produced by our missionary friend, Aunt Sammy. A sweet Christian African lady we called Aunt Clara was the storyteller for most of the children's programs. We used local Liberian children and our MKs, missionary kids, to sing most of the songs we used on the program. Later we had a live half-hour program called Happy Half Hour. I dramatized Bible stories, African stories, and all 7 of the Narnia book series to be used on this program. Roland was Mr. Sound Effects for those dramatizations. With the use of a Hammond organ in the studio, he can make a lion roar, horses gallop, thunder roll, birds sing, or almost any other sound needed. We both had a variety of other duties and opportunities inside and outside the radio ministry. Roland was the English program director at one point. I taught piano to some of the MKs. I also taught Sunday school and was the Sunday school superintendent for several years in our international church on campus. On Sundays, Roland went to a village a few miles away to share the gospel with the Liberians there. One Sunday, Roland came home from the village with a little enamel bowl covered with a lid. He handed it to me and told me it was a gift for me from the village people, and they would be offended if I did not eat it. When I gingerly opened the bowl and looked inside, I squealed and almost dropped it. It was full of wriggling white maggots, the size of my finger. Roland laughed at my reaction and told me it was just a joke. One of the Africans had forgotten it and left it in the jeep. I was very relieved, to say the least. Roland loved to play jokes on me and see my reaction. The Lord gave us the privilege of providing a home for several Liberian teenage girls from the bush upcountry who needed a place to stay while they attended high school in Monrovia. The girls became a real part in our family. They helped with the housework and cooking. When they made bread, they put the dishpan on the floor and threw the dough into it over and over instead of kneading it. In their mud huts at home in the villages, they had no kitchen with a nice counter on which to knead the bread. This was the way they had learned to knead it, and the bread they produced was delicious. We shared the word of God with them and made sure they understood the way of salvation. They each made a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Two of the girls eventually went to the USA. One of them still keeps in touch with me, and I have been able to visit her and her husband several times. I look forward to the day when we can join our voices in praise to the Lord, along with the lives we touched while we served Him in Liberia.